Delaware. I currently serve as the Director of External Affairs at the Rodel Foundation of Delaware, primarily working with legislators in Dover and community partners who are engaged in education policy. So, happy to answer any questions that folks may have.
Any questions from council or comments? Councilman Weiner?
Thank you. And Ms. Hopkins, I'm Bob Weiner. Why would you like to serve on this board?
Sure. So I have been committed to community service for a long time. In fact, in order to get a driver's license in my family, you had to do a certain number of hours of community service the summer before, as required by Dad. So I have continued to do that in all of my positions. When I worked here, I did quite a lot of volunteer work in the 5th Council District, working for Stephanie McClellan. I was a volunteer with the Friends of Iron Hill Park and helped them revamp their park, and I ran their website and helped them really organize their governance structure around the Friends of Iron Hill Park. In addition, when I was at the General Assembly with the House Democratic Caucus, I helped them institute a volunteer policy for their employees to do volunteer work within their legislative districts. And I organized a lot of our outreach and volunteer engagement, and I continue to do that in my work with the Rodel Foundation. In fact, annually we go into schools and we help do their like setup for their teachers, and we donate materials to new teachers in those schools. So they get a box of materials of things that teachers would typically buy for themselves. In terms of the Community Services Board and the Department of Community Services, I'm terribly committed to their mission in terms of just building the fabric of relationships within Newcastle County. So the parks system, while run by special services, I mean, a lot of the programming is run through community services, and I think that's so important for kids in this state, particularly kids who might not have opportunities to do a lot of those things in school or their parents really can't afford expensive private programs. As the mother of a three-year-old, I can tell you that I've done programs with Newcastle County for my son and for myself, done crochet classes. And it's just amazing the things that they are offering residents of the county.
Well, Melissa, of course, I remember you when you were working here.
Yes, I imagine a number of you remember.
And also, I appreciate the work that you did with Iron Hill Park. Mm. The director, assistant director is still there. She always runs the programs. Mm-hmm. And she's my daughter's best friend.
Oh, so lovely. I also volunteer with Youth in Government here in Newcastle County, and Sam Sachs told me to mention to his uncle that I work as the advisor for the Barrett Glasgow branch.
Okay. I guess I'll be supporting.
Well, thank you.
Council members, any other questions? Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Yeah, when Melissa first approached me about, you know, the possibilities of coming on this board, I asked her, you know, to send a resume, which, you know, of course I already knew Melissa, you know, in general, but then when I have an opportunity to review the resume, I was just like overwhelmingly impressed about, you know, the expertise and the history that she had, which was, you know, more than adequately would qualify her for this board, and I immediately said I absolutely will sponsor this, you know, for us. So I'm looking forward to, you know, bringing this forward and hopefully, you know, dawning the support of other council members to perhaps have Melissa join on this board relatively soon.
Thank you. Any other council members? Any questions or comments? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
And we will be in touch shortly. And Councilman Powers has joined us. Next, we have Mr. Joseph Spirat. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, Spirat.
Mr. Spirat, if you would like to tell us a little bit about yourself, and then the council members will ask questions.
Great. I'm Joe Spirat. I'm a relatively new member to Newcastle County, just about over a year now, headed into a year and a half. I work for Dogfish Head in Milton, in quality assurance, working in the lab there, mostly focusing on sensory. Yeah. I currently live in Bear and consider Newcastle County my home since moving from outside Philadelphia. I got my master's degree in food science from Drexel University, and I spent a lot of my time during my undergraduate and graduate career both attending fundraising and community service events, and then later running them. I sat as the president multiple terms on the honors executive council at Arcadia University, where I got my undergrad, where we helped to organize events that would help both students. There were refugees communities that we reached out to and helped with. I did a lot with tutoring services and bringing those at the university. So I have a real passion for helping people in several different communities, and have the, I think, energy to do so.
Thank you. Council, any questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Weiner.
Thank you, Madam President. Just one question. Why would you like to serve on this board?
Right now, I don't really have an outlet to put all of that energy that I did have in undergraduate and graduate, where simply going to community service events and volunteering isn't enough for me. I want to be able to get involved and help plan things, help see things to fruition. So I think this would be a great way for me to use my unique skill set and experiences.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other council members? Mr. Powers?
Where in Bear?
I live in Fox Run Apartments, so right on the edge of District 12, just like right on the end there.
It used to be.
Thank you. Any other council members? Mr. Tackett?
Yeah. What pulled you to this board? Did you look at all the boards that were potentially available?
I looked at all the vacancies, and I've always been drawn to community services. Things like finance and such like that aren't really in my interest or experience, but this, I think that I do have like a passion and a little bit of experience that could help me be successful.
Right. Thank you.
Well, I have to say, I was very impressed with a Master Brewer Association of America. And you could have helped yourself a little bit if you brought a sample.
Thank you. And
that was just a jest.
Any other questions or comments from council? Seeing none, Mr. Spirit, thank you for your time, and we'll
thank
be in
you.
Touch shortly. And next we have Mr. Alfred Hatchett. Mr. Hatchett, please come forward and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good evening. My name is Alfred Hatchett. I've been in community services for over 35 years. I first started in the 1980s, where I was a young minister, appointed to youth minister, over 200 youth. And shortly thereafter, in 1989, I happened to come to Delaware, and where I applied to the Wilmington Police Department, went through the academy there, became a police officer here in the city of Wilmington, at the same time still holding my minister's license, joined the church here, became involved in a lot of community affairs here. Also, I was appointed by Governor Minner at the Delaware Human Resource Board, where the three projects that I'm glad to be a part of, which is the one at Christiana Hospital, the what is called the Cyberknife. And the Cyberknife is a laser that pinpoints tumors. It doesn't affect anything around that tumor, it just pinpoints that tumor at Christiana Hospital. Also, I'm part of the board, AI DuPont Hospital, where they built the upper part of that hospital to allow mothers and fathers to when their children were in the hospital, they built a part where the parents were able to actually spend the night there with their children. And the other is Wilmington Hospital. Homeland Security came in and told Wilmington Hospital they had too many exits. And as you see, the project has been completed. All three projects was over $379 million. I am still currently working with the community services, where I work with the Department of Corrections. I've just been appointed pastor of a church in Southbridge. So I am dedicated. My passion is community service. That's all I do. That's all I know. And that's why I have applied to this board.
Thank you so much. Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. I think you sort of answered the question already, but let me ask you as well. Why do you want to serve on this particular board?
Because I believe that I can serve this board and give some insight on some things that are going on within the community. I have a passion for libraries. I see the library on Route 40 needs some enhancement. The library in Old Newcastle needs some enhancement. I mainly deal with the elderly and the youth. Those are my passions. The elderly and the youth are my passion. So I believe that becoming a part of this board will give this board some insight as well as myself.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Powers.
I'm just trying to figure out Ann Drive in Middletown.
Yes.
Where is that?
That's right across when you cross over the bridge. It's a new development.
Which development? The bridge? Which bridge?
Route 1 bridge.
Okay.
Go over the bridge. Instead of going
to the
right, you go to the left and then that first complex.
Laurelwood Grove Bridge?
Yes.
That would be Councilman Bell's. So.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
No.
Yes, Mr. Hollins.
Yeah, I know Al Hatch has been knowing him for a number of years now. I knew him as a Wilmington police officer and also has been in his presence through the faith community. At one point, we were at the same church, and as he mentioned now, he's the pastor of a church in my district. I know the work that he's done throughout the community, both as a professional and as someone who just lives in the community with an interest. So I think that we see a lot of good candidates coming before us, which is good. But we also have to make some real hard decisions, and I think what we see here, this is going to be more difficult as we go forward. But I wanted to say that I do know Al, have known him for years, and I would feel remiss if I didn't recognize the fact and let you guys know that I'm familiar with his work and what he's done in the community, and I know him through different capacities.
Thank you. Is there any other comments or questions from council members? Okay, Mr. Cartier.
Look, I just think we'd be remiss if we didn't say to the folks who want to volunteer their time to help us in county government, thank you for your applications. We really appreciate people in the public who step up and want to help us with no pay to go in the paycheck. You know, I mean, it's great. And we have really three great candidates here. We got a really tough decision. And thank you for taking your time out of your day to come. And I guess the closing thought I would leave with you, if this doesn't work out, we have other boards and commissions. Please feel free to investigate other opportunities to volunteer with Newcastle County on the boards and commissions.
If I might add, I've also volunteered for 20 years with Red Cross. So, again, no money involved.
So that makes it easier.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And I do want to say we have three great candidates. And we thank you so much. Again, reiterating what the other council members said. You know, you're coming in, volunteering your time. That is so wonderful for the community and very much appreciated. So next, we will council will have a discussion and we will ask for comments. And then we will vote on each applicant according to Robert's rules. And we thank you.
Excuse me. Robert's rules of order are modified to the extent that the procedure modifies it, and this board and commission was established for the purpose of vetting, not reading, not voting upon them. Voting takes place on the floor of council. That is an established rule. We cannot pre-vote and predetermine because there are other fellow council members here. Plus, the procedure is already set up for us to vote on council. I actually spearheaded this procedure because working with Janet Kilpatrick, because we were concerned about not having the opportunity to pre-vet these folks. So no vote can take place at this time. The other council members know full well will be voting on the floor of council.
Mr. Weiner, thank you very much for your comments. We did ask for guidance from Nellie, and we also went through Robert's rules. And according to Article 8 on the vote, and I will read it. The usual method of voting is a vote is by the voice. The rules require this method to be used in Congress. In small assemblies, the vote is also taken by a show of hands or by raising the right hand.
Right. Madam President, I'd like to make a motion that we follow our normal rules and procedure and vote on the floor of council when these are scheduled.
Okay. Second. Can you point to which rule that is?
It's the rule that all resolutions are voted upon on the floor of council. That's the rule. That's the law.
Okay, because nobody was pointing to me to that.
You may not have been aware, you're still new.
I'll just ask Brian to go get mine.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Point of order. This is, we're doing it by the rules that we were told. And so that's what we're trying to follow. If there's a different rule, we will follow that.
I've made a motion.
To it, and give me the rule number.
It's been seconded.
That's what I was thinking.
Is Mike here?
Yes, Mr. Allen.
That he's going to come in.
I think the real concern here is that in any committee meeting, if we take a vote, it's a misleading vote, because in committees, as you well know, rarely do we have the full component of council members. So it still has to be approved by the full body of council. So I think to take a vote in a committee meeting is premature, because mm-hmm. the full body of council has to make certain that it's...
This board
and any committee would pass on that vote power to the full body of council. So we never take a vote in a committee meeting to assume that that's the will
right.
of council.
And there may be Robert's Rules of Orders, but they don't apply. This committee was set up for a specific reason, to pre-vet candidates, especially when there may be more than one for an opening. And that's specifically what it was set for, not to supplant council's authority to vote on all resolutions on the floor of council. That's why I've made a motion, and it's been seconded.
Okay. I don't believe anybody, no one was trying to usurp council's authority. I mean, this was trying to move forward with, you know, getting things done.
But Madam President, unilaterally, you can't change the rules. And the rules are, we vote by resolution
of
the floor of council.
Mr. Weiner.
Point of order, Madam President, you can't change the rules.
Mr. Weiner.
I'd like to call for a vote on this question.
On the motion that's
on the
table.
Yes.
Can you restate it?
Yeah, the motion is that as per normal procedure, we'll be voting only at the time of the floor of council when all resolutions are voted upon.
Okay. All saying aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Any no? No? Hearing none? The motion is passed. So now will we be, just to clarify, because we're trying to go by the rules and we haven't been going by other rules.
Well, no, we have been going by the rules. You just don't know the rules.
I've asked about the rules.
You're new to this.
Mr. Weiner.
Well, you may have asked the rules.
Point of order, Mr. Weiner.
You can cut me off, but I have the floor. Now, you may not know the rules because you're new. We know the rules.
Mr. Weiner, no personal attacks.
Please don't. Please, I'm not attacking you. Please don't interrupt me. I have the floor. We have a procedure. This boards and commissions was set up for one purpose and one purpose only. You go back and listen to the legislative history, which is something that could have been done by anyone who's not had sat on this body. This procedure for boards and commissions was set up to pre-vet candidates when there's more than one candidate for two positions, or more than two candidates for two positions. And so I'm simply restating what all of us know, because we were all here at the time. Council members don't come to these meetings sometimes because they know there's going to be a vote on the floor of council, and council has just voted to ratify a rule which we've had for 2 years.
Okay, if you could please supply me a copy of that rule so that we have it in the rules so that people can look it up.
The rule is very clear, and that is that resolutions are voted upon by the floor of council.
Okay, well, we'll move on from here. Yes, Mr. Tackett.
Madam President, I think too, I'm not sure with the attorney leaving, maybe he had some kind of a emergency or something, or pre-appointments that he had to leave for, but I mean, maybe we should perhaps have a discussion to let the attorney know they really should stay through committee meetings, so
we have
the ability to bring them in when we need them, and they haven't left. So, and is it my understanding these three applicants were introduced by resolutions last, so they've not even been introduced yet? Okay.
Correct.
So would it be my understanding that you were trying to decide which ones we would introduce?
We do, and then we also wanted to move forward to see if any of them would be willing to look at another committee.
Right. Okay.
But we really didn't know that until we got a feel for how we were going to do that here today.
Yeah. I'm aghast that we have to pick two out of three, because they're all eminently qualified.
They're all wonderful candidates.
Yeah, I didn't
absolutely
know that until just now, so I don't know what we'll do. It's a dilemma. They're all
yes,
wonderful.
Mr. Hollins.
That is something that we struggle with. We've tried to avoid that when you have more candidates than we have positions. So I don't know how we can get around that. I know at one point we put more effort into making certain that this didn't happen, because even if now we were to discuss the candidates that are here, it would be a very awkward conversation to have. Mm-hmm. Three candidates sitting here, the council members having this discussion, and the three candidates that are here recognizing that the majority, well, at least the full body of council is not even present. So just from a common sense standpoint, I think that we need to vet this to all of council members. I noticed that two of the people live in the same county councilmatic district. That county councilman is not even present. So I think that there's a lot to be said before we move to the floor with resolutions and get on the floor and candidates are being there and make a determination that night that someone is not going to be serving in the task that they volunteered for.
Well, thank you. Yes, Mr. Packard.
And too, I might add also that generally in the past, what we've tried to do, and I know, you know, that it's not set in stone and it's your agenda, but in the past, what we've kind of tried to do is have these on council night. That way the majority of everybody was here, you know, because now we've got our volunteers here that have come to this meeting, and I'm not sure, because we're talking about not all of council being here, whether there's going to be a need to bring them back for the council meeting. So all the council right. members will be there again, so now we're, you know.
Well, there was a problem with that in that there was not enough time mm-hmm. to squeeze it in or to do it too early in the day where other council members couldn't fit it in.
Right, right.
So that we were being conscious that's of the request that we had prior.
Right, right. That's what we did on the council right. night.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Weiner.
Yes, my recollection is, and you can go back and review the record, is that we wanted to set up boards and commissions separate from the meeting where we actually discuss them, not inviting them to be in the presence. Of course, they're members of the public and they come, but we didn't want to have the difficulty of discussing candidates while they're here. So one of the other purposes of setting up boards and commissions was to have it not on a council night, but to have it before we vote, and then to have a discussion at the executive committee meeting when we talk about the candidates without them being here, and to vote on it then. That gives us some time in between, and it's not only good for members of council, but it's good for these wonderful candidates that we have for these volunteer positions.
Absolutely, and yeah. thought was given to that, and I will say that trying to move it along, because it'll put it off now yeah. a month instead
yes.
of, and it was already been a month, and we needed to fill the position, so we were trying to fit all that in.
Right.
And you well. Know, respectfully, I will say that we have a board and commission meeting here, and everybody's invited. Every council member had the opportunity to be here today. You know, nobody was excluded. It wasn't done.
Yeah, it's not about council persons not coming. It's about having a pre-vetting so that we're not faced with having to think about candidates the first time on the same night that we're voting on them. That was a big part of setting up boards and commissions. And secondly, council members don't necessarily have the freedom, because this is a part-time job, to set aside every Tuesday to come to meetings. They set aside time from their jobs to come every other Tuesday, and they may not be able to make every committee meeting. So the boards and commissions meeting is simply an extra procedure that was put in place because we had two candidates for a particular board meeting, and we thought it was sort of like a race to the finish line to get who got filed. So what we did instead is, well, let's sort of like get everyone in the ring at the same time and have the boards and commissions meeting so that it's not just a race to get to council that night. This gives all the candidates a chance to be before those council members that can attend the boards and commissions meeting. And then at another meeting, at an executive meeting which you chair, council members are more likely to be there because it's a council night. We'll be able to discuss those candidates and then vote on it that evening.
Yes, and if I may make a suggestion in the future, perhaps we can, all the council members can let us know. It's on an agenda. So if you believe that we haven't done this before, maybe sharing this ahead of time, because it was pretty clear that we did have three candidates for two positions.
That wasn't clear to me. How was I to know?
Had we not at the meeting on, at the Boards of Commission meeting on 2-7, the council decided to interview all three and we discussed it. So if we could just let, there's no agenda to do yeah. anything differently, it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, but
if it's, I'm going to follow the rules until I'm told differently,
yes.
and I would appreciate and I welcome the input from all of you. And perhaps we could do it before the meeting.
Yeah, Madam President, had I known about this, I would have shared with you not only what the rules are, but also what our procedures
and the
are.
And the unwritten rules, because apparently if there's
Well, there are no unwritten rules. Resolutions are voted upon on the floor of council. That's not an unwritten rule.
Okay, but how the procedure was done was...
No, you can go back and listen to the meeting minutes, and it's on the record. It's on a recorded record in our discussions and on previous minutes. But these are from 2 years ago.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Collins.
I think it's a much bigger issue here. Unfortunately, we have this discussion at the boards and commission committee meeting. The fact of the matter is, any committee meeting, council does not take definite action during any committee, whether it's going to be community services or land use or whatever. We have a discussion. And the only time we take a vote, not even when we go into executive session, we got to come out to take the vote. The executive committee allows us the time to really think about giving some, in most cases, giving some direction to the law department or something like that. But in terms of making a decision on who's going to serve on a board, it becomes even more critical to follow what this council follows, is that the legislation is decided whether it's going to be a resolution by the body of council. We end up being like Dover, where you have a committee that makes the decision for the body, and sometimes that decision can be made by a majority of that committee, which may not be seven votes. Everything on council has to be approved by seven votes. So in most committee meetings, we may have that, some we may not. So you go into a whole different area, not just on this particular committee, but on any given county council committee, you cannot decide and make a decision for the body, even if the entire body is here. I mean, the public does not expect us to take those kind of actions in committee meetings. It just doesn't happen here. It happens on the floor. What we would try to do is get through to see who supports these, who has the support of the seven council members. And someone is not going to get the support because we have more candidates than we have positions. But this is just not the right forum to do that, to make this decision here today, whether it's going to be for this particular committee or any other committee. Council just does not go forward approving resolutions in committees. We just don't do that. It's a much larger issue than just what the one we're dealing with here.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hollins. Yes, anyone else? Mr. Powers.
You know, I guess I've only been here about 11 years, but even reading it, unless it said a vote would be taken, in the past, I've always voted downstairs as appointments. So I have to say, that's where I voted on them.
So we'll be doing the vote then?
On March 28th.
On March 28th. Agreement?
Yeah, I was just meaning, if you were going to take a vote
next week.
Today,
next
it should have been advertised that we were taking a vote.
There's not on the agenda.
I would have read it.
Yes.
Oh, then it should have been on the agenda. That's the mistake.
It should have been on the agenda that we would vote on it today.
This is not the finality. A committee meeting is never the finality. So even if it's on this committee, it should be on the next legislative agenda. That's where it should be.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hollins. And I will say that I was not here 2 years ago when you had this discussion. Mm-hmm. So the best that I can do, and I'm doing my due diligence, is to ask those that here that are giving me guidance, follow their advice, telling me how to do it, look at the rules of council, look at Robert's Rules of Order, and follow those rules. And just in case, make sure that I had them written out, what those rules were, so that we knew that we were following what we were directed to do. So in the future, if anybody has any, see something coming up on an agenda that you might have done differently or might wonder, have I done this before? Share that with me. I mean, that's and we can really solve this and not have to have this discussion on council floor.
Yeah, let me just say this, and I agree. It is a part of being new and understanding the rules or understanding the culture here. But it's no attack on you at all. I just think that if you look at the overall picture of things, you think about it just for a second, that to have a vote in a committee meeting is not the way to conduct business. It's just not the way to do that. So it should be on the legislative agenda that we have the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. So we've never taken a vote where we're going to enact something in a committee, on any committee. So it's no reflection on this committee and no reflection on you. It's just a procedure that we follow as a county government, that the county council here votes on the floor of council. These will be resolutions. We cannot approve a resolution here today.
Yeah, I guess I had remembered also the the personnel committee when we were doing hiring, and we did that in the personnel committee, so.
That's a rules change.
That's a rule that isn't a.
Okay, yes. So.
A legislative.
So again, this is through experience,
sure,
and
course,
listening,
yeah,
and listening to, you know, other people who have done this before.
But remember, you have a co-chair who should be involved in this process, and she has been here for many, many years, so
she would
know the difference.
I put two phone calls in to my co-chair, and she did not return the calls. So I could not get any input. I tried.
But we just shouldn't fight about this.
Yeah. I mean, the person really, I guess the point I'm making, I am open to suggestions. I am very easy to talk to. Give me a call, give me suggestions, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one other thing. I stipulate to everything that Penrose and others have said. I just want to add that, you know, there was never an urgency so great, i.e., to fill a board, that due process and the established rule of law would ever be compromised. And in this case, you just didn't know what that was. So resolutions and ordinances are approved on the floor of council after advertising, as required by the constitutional protection and due process, whereas rules changes can be made here at a council meeting.
Let me give a final example. When the administration wanted to bring someone forward for the Human Relations Board, there was a due process. Mm-hmm. They could not bring that person forward simply because they didn't bring their name forward in time. Because we know what the process is. The same process applies today, whether it's coming from the county executive or from you or from me or any other council person. That is the way business is taken care of in town council. So none of us have the power to change that because we feel that, you know, this is what I want to do today. It's a set procedure that we have. We can change the rules, just like people don't like land use. Well, you have to change the code, first of all. Don't get on the floor every other Tuesday complaining about land use until you try to change the land use code.
Yeah, I think we're for everybody, even those that we consulted came in, is that we have not been in the position that we're so blessed to have three really good candidates for two positions. I mean, we just don't typically have more candidates than we have the positions. So
what happens, council members they fight it out among themselves and make some determination. So we don't have this. I don't like having this myself.
Yeah, and I personally was not happy that we have to have this, but it, you know, you certainly want to give everybody an opportunity.
Sure.
And we're so lucky that we could have them come in, and hopefully whatever we decide, we can find another board. The only other board that was possibly available was the Audit Commission.
Assessment.
The assessment. And that's more specialized. I mean, really, we're looking for a certain skill set. And so it made it a little more difficult.
And you still may run into the same problem. Mm-hmm. Still may not be, you can't promise a person a position on another board.
On another board.
Because there's going to be other folk coming along.
But we could have, you know, possibly discussed that.
Yeah.
You know. Yes, Mr. Weiner.
Yes. Just for the record, we did have. Two persons that were both eminently qualified for one position on a board, and finally when they came to be interviewed on the executive committee agenda, one said that he didn't want to go forward, that he would just drop out because the other person was qualified, and the second person ended up on another board eventually when it opened up. So it's not as if it hadn't happened before. It's just that, you know, it hasn't happened in the last 2 years.
Okay. And Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of see this as a couple things. First off, the discussion today, I guess, really was going to be circled around the discussion whether we would want to move them forward. The next process would be the resolution, not actually voting on resolutions. But two, now we're here. I mean, obviously, you have to have a sponsor. Everybody needs to know I will be moving forward with Melissa's sponsorship in the resolution, and we'll get that to you ASAP. Obviously, it's up to Councilman Bell if he'd want to move both of his, you know, constituents, because you have to be the person that sponsor. They reside in that councilmatic district, so it would be up to him if he wanted to move to or engage one of them to see if there would be another opportunity or not for him.
Right.
And if he wants to move them both, then hence. We're voting on it on the floor.
Right, and I think that was the whole process. That what was relayed to me is that they would be going through the entire process,
mm-hmm.
which is you have to go through boards and commissions first, then the executive committee. But there, we were going to put two that would go through the executive committee, have those resolutions done, and where the breakdown was, what do you do in the case of three? Well, it was decided that, well, you just have to move forward and have a vote here. And then Robert's rules, it appeared supported, not knowing the information that Mr. Weiner had just shared. And Mr. Penrose Hollins had also shared with me. So I'm very grateful for the information that you're providing, and we can move forward because there are other boards and commissions meetings that will be coming up. And so it's good to know that in advance.
The boards and commissions was always something that we went into internally, and the candidates were not there. It was after the fact that the sponsor talked to them or didn't talk to them or brought them in or didn't bring them in that we ultimately then moved forward with the interviews. This is the vetting process. Boards and commissions is the vetting process. Right. It is not the interview process.
Okay, so moving forward. Okay.
For the record, I stand corrected. Councilwoman Kilpatrick is correct. When we set up the boards and commissions, it was for council members only to have a discussion and then to bring the candidates in executive committee for interview. Having said that, the board candidates are also members of the public, and this is an advertised meeting. So we can never preclude anyone from attending, but we don't specifically, we don't invite them to the boards and commissions so that we can have a pre-vetting discussion. And for example, the councilman whose district two of the candidates are can sort of think about it in advance and decide which one to go forward to, through, as Councilman Tackett had said.
Okay.
Madam President.
Yes, Mr.
Just procedurally, as we move forward, where are we at here? Does this need to land on an exec, or are we going to go right to resolutions?
And the procedure that you had brought up, that we would move forward for an exec, it would be on the executive committee meeting then? The next one?
For our discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So then
for discussion.
Would you be able to
that'll be noticed.
Cancel the meeting and then advertise it, because we still have time, and today we need...
What can we, let me just say...
Yeah.
We still, yes, then we can move forward.
So we don't put it off even longer.
So we don't put it off, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be then, because we had just canceled the meeting because there was nothing on the agenda that we needed to discuss. So we will put it back on for what date?
May I ask a question?
Yes.
One point that was brought up was, well, first, I just want to apologize because I feel like I am also new, and I can't speak for President Hartley Nagel, but I guess I misunderstood what the vetting process was. My sort of understanding was that you would bring the three candidates forward and then you would decide which two to put forward so that you're not actually voting on a resolution on the floor. That was just my misunderstanding, so I wanted to apologize for that. But also, you guys mentioned needing sponsorship for the resolution, so I can't, unless Councilman Bell... in order to put those two resolutions, I'd need to speak with Councilman Bell to put them on the executive committee agenda, which I don't believe will be able to happen today. So it unfortunately probably will have to go on the 28th, unless...
No, you can put them on the agenda.
Okay.
And we can get a sponsor. There's always items on the agenda, not necessarily what the sponsor already assigned to it.
Okay.
But to put them on the agenda, it's very easy to talk to Councilman Bell. He's very aware that two of the candidates live in his district.
Okay.
For the reason he can't be here, but no, we don't want to hold it up because of that.
Thank you for clarifying that. I just didn't know. I'm trying to do everything.
And I think that, to Councilwoman Kilpatrick's point, that's exactly how we set this up to try to avoid these situations. Councilman Bell will make a decision, and then we'll go forward.
Right.
Okay, yes, Mr.
That's why I asked
Powers.
Where they live. Because I knew we were split in a lot of my district. They just happened to both be in his.
Okay, then all three resolutions will be introduced at the next executive committee meeting?
On the 14th.
On the 14th.
Discuss, yeah.
Okay, are there any other agenda items? No? Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.
What about opposed?
You can stay.
All those opposed.
No, we won't give you the option.